bigger than the state of Delaware. We have 938 square miles in the county. What I'm saying is the economic gain from having an airport is not derived from the airport. It comes from the business of people, whether vacationing families, business people looking at starting to relocate businesses here, families looking for a place to live, and part of that 94% is coming in. But in order for the gains to be real, an inviting and pleasant atmosphere has to be pervaded at the point of contact, and this discussion has to do with the airport. Instead, current management is driving the business away. I told you 2 months ago about the Milford Diner story. I didn't have anything to substantiate it, but I went by the diner and took a picture at 1 p.m., which is on the latter part of lunch hour, on last Wednesday. That was the parking lot. And how one person destroyed a well-known business throughout the local area because of what they did. I put this picture in of the Disney monorail. While it presents a cost to operate, the Disney monorail provides it by the gain by getting visitors from one profit center to another. If it took them a long time to travel from one park to the other, that's time that they're not spending money. So this is one of the infrastructures there. The airport is not a cash cow, and there's no reason to kill the airport. For the non-pilots, an X on the runway means it's closed. If there are X's on all the runways, the airport is closed. At the last meeting, and this is what really kind of boiled me a little bit, the people that were in the audience had one word to describe what was going on: pathetic. Another substitution would be maybe appalling. And it was a clear demonstration by blatant obstinate, blatant belligerence, and blatant pretentiousness by one county representative. Now, two people that
Who would that be, Everett? Who would that be? Let's let dance around
this. It's the airport manager, Mr. James Hickett.
All right, then say it.
The discussion went on, and two of the people that were on this committee were not here tonight. And I was going to talk to them about a couple of things during this part. But there's no room in Sussex County in 738 square miles for somebody like this. More importantly, it was not, these things were not just demonstrated during the meeting last month, but it seems to be the same thing over the last four-year period. Now, specifically in my hangar situation, stolen. In some of the county violations, they had bait and switch tactics, they had false statements, they had outright thievery, and they had discrimination. My brother, my wife, and I paid good money for that hangar that you see at the top. There was no reason whatsoever for the county to say that they owned that hangar. I'm the one that paid for it. I'm the one that has the bill of sale. It was stolen, flat out stolen. And again, it was the airport manager. If you want to say the name again, it's Mr. James Hickett.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm the chairman of the meeting. Let's not make it personal, okay? Or we're going to have
to issue something. He asked for the name.
I understand it, okay? Now, I don't want it to be a personal issue here. And if there is a general point that you're trying to make that you feel that if we as a committee are the responsible party for advising the airport path forward, then we as a committee need to be held as a committee, okay? Okay, I understand it. But no more personalization, okay? The public point, and we don't want to make it any more personal. Point made, no need for that.
You can understand why I'm so beefed about it. The county sent me a letter that attached lease to the county's final offer to you. If you do not enter an agreement, this county will proceed to terminate our relationship, including your use of the hangar, which I paid for. So the fight is on. It's a time for the call for the arms, and enough is enough.